ladies and gentlemen. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? You know, you see it, and there's a lot of people are just smiling. I saw two almost looking gleeful people ringing bells for the Salvation Army last night. Looked like some kind of well-dressed elves without the pointy, pointy ears. Have you seen any real elves, folks? I think there are some around us. And then the angels sneak by, you know. Angels unawares are, Billy Graham wrote about that. They're probably around here. So if all of a sudden somebody comes up and does something really kind to you or gives you a smile that just hey, maybe you're looking into the face of an angel. I felt that way one time. I looked into a handicapped child's face, looked at me, and the somewhat dull eyes quickened and it came alive, and I felt that this was a holy soul I was looking into the eyes of. I felt that way often. Anyway, Merry Christmas, folks. This is the What's on Your Mind preview show. Mark the Freedom Poet here. Scott Hennen is in Bismarck and soon with us. Are you there, Mr. Scott? Oh, I guess he isn't there quite yet. And so we're
I am here. Sorry, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Did you win the Mega Lotto? Two people did. Was it one of them you?
I don't know. I bought a ticket in Washburn, North Dakota last night at the suggestion of the younger, oldest member of the family who never even acknowledges the lotto exists. He said, buy a lotto ticket. That's all I got on a text from...
Well, if there's one from Washburn, there's two of them made it. So if one of them's from Washburn, you're in the money, and that means I get some new shoes, right?
Here's the text I got at, let's see, 10:20 p.m. Oh, when was it? Oh, that he was asking what the number was. He said, yesterday at 9:08 a.m., buy a lotto ticket.
That's
so
great.
When number one son says buy a lotto ticket, you buy. I think the reason he did is that we were in Grand Forks over the weekend, and my father-in-law, who will buy a lotto ticket on occasion if he has loose change or something, you know what I mean? He's not a lotto buyer. He had one on the counter that he had purchased, and he had like $4 left to, or something that came back change, and so he ended up buying a lotto ticket. So I think... Once Papa buys one, then Alex thinks that's a good idea, and so we bought one. But you know what? I'm not sure I want to win the lotto, Mark, to tell you the truth.
Come on.
No, I don't.
You'd have so much fun with it. You would be a great – you're a generous man. You've got great vision. You would have a great time with a $400 million or whatever.
I'd like to ask people, I mean, would you want to win the lotto? You know, I will admit having prayed to win the lotto before because you just think, well, just, you know, so many of the pains would be easier and you would have, you know. But think about the burdens of that. A great story was told to me one time by a friend of Bernie. I forget his last name, but Bernie owns Home Depot. And, or founded Home Depot. I don't know that he still is involved as a CEO or anything, but he's the founder of Home Depot. Okay, the guy's name is Bernie. This is a friend of mine in radio by the name of Lee that knew Bernie. He said he was in his office one time. And they were, I think he was trying to talk him into spending some money on a particular project. And this Bernie took this friend of mine to a side office. And it was this kind of like conference table. And there were stacks, piles of paper all throughout the conference room. And Bernie said, do you see all these stacks of paper? And my friend said, yeah. He said, all of those are requests for money. From our foundation and just, you know, hard luck stories and people that need a, you know, have a good idea or whatever. Every one of these, he said, the greatest agony of my life is deciding which ones to pick. It's not easy to get money away. Ralph Engelstad told me that. You know, Ralph didn't like the media very much, but I managed to foster a friendship with him. And he told me he'd never had a harder time in his life giving away $100 million than he did trying to give it to UND. They just made him crazy. They made him absolutely crazy, the poor man, to the point where he
How did they make him crazy?
Well, they just put all these strings and tried to, you know, you can, well, let's do this and let's do that. And all he wanted to do was give $100 million. The original premise was, and I had the blessing of being with Ralph the night he announced it at the University of North Dakota. None of us knew if he was going to give 10 cents or what. But we'd been on a little trip and looked at a bunch of different arenas, and he quickly realized the University of North Dakota needed better hockey facilities. And so we... took a tour of a few of them, came back into Grand Forks, and that's when the old Ralph Engelstad Arena was there. And Ralph had given, I think, $5 million to make that happen and realized that we were losing recruits and needed a new facility. So, and we didn't know at the time, but Ralph was going through some health troubles. And Tom Clifford, rest his soul, had lined up this event and asked me to go along and just kind of facilitate it because I had coaches. My best man was one of the coaches at the time, or I don't know if he was a coach or an assistant, but he was Jeff Bowen, who played hockey in North Dakota. He's best man at my wedding. He's the one that told me. So I said, let's go see Cliffy and he'll figure it out. And he did. But anyway, so Ralph makes an announcement at the school. None of us know what's going to happen, but he says, I want to donate $100 million to the University of North Dakota.
Did you get goosebumps?
No, I about buckled at the knees. I about dropped dead. I hadn't slept in 3 nights, and I literally buckled. I'll never forget it. I about felt like somebody punched me in the gut. Like we had, I thought, you know,
you talk
nobody
about
knew.
A game changer, a culture changer, a profound impact.
And, you know, what's amazing is that if nobody remembers this, but I don't think, but the $50 million, or the gift, rather, was announced as $100 million. And he had outlined, he was shaking like a leaf when he read it because there was a big crowd there and he didn't like crowds. But he said $50 million goes to the university for doing for others what this university did for me. I want it to be about entrepreneurism. This school gave me a chance. And he said the other $50 million will build an arena so that our program can compete. And that was a game changer. What he ended up doing was giving the whole $100 million into the arena because the $50 million to the school was so difficult. And everybody thinks it was because Ralph made an ultimatum on the name. It wasn't that. They just told him, look, the name's not changing and this president won't change it. And then they were just difficult to deal with. He told me on the phone one day, I heard this out of his mouth. He said, Scott, I'm going to bulldoze that project. I'm going to get bulldozers. Ralph loved bulldozers. I'm going to bulldoze it. It was about, you know, there just was about, I don't know, a third done, dead a winner. And he really wanted to go out there. And he said, I'm going to bulldoze it. It's a nightmare. I'm bulldozing it. We're done. Forget about it. This shouldn't be this difficult. I've never had a harder time giving away $100 million in my life, he said. And, you know, it was really tough on Ralph. It was really bad. You know, so but I did say, I said, Ralph, please do me one favor.
It's a great story, but it's a good story. What an inside story, Scott. That's amazing.
After he said that, I said to him, Mark, you and I have had conversations like this before. I said, do me a favor. Do not repeat that, Ralph. I get you're that frustrated, but if anybody heard you say that, they'd see it as a threat and an ultimatum. And just don't, you know, I know you're mad, but just think about it. I hung up the phone. I called Tom Clifford. I said, you got to get a hold of Ralph because he's fit to be tied. And if he tells anybody this, it's going to be ugly. Of course, Ralph did something you never should do, wrote a letter when he was mad, sent it to the Board of Higher Education. It became public, and that was a big story. It came out eventually because he was very mad. But he did a very good thing for a wonderful school and a wonderful program, and I love the man. But, you know, that just tells you maybe you don't want to pray to win the lotto. Maybe it's more of a pain in the butt. You know what I mean?
I think it's worth it.
You
know what? If a person's heart is right, God will help you do that thing. And of course, it's not easy, but what a great opportunity! I have had some friends that got really rich young, like Larry Gatlin, for example. I remember he got $20 a night when we were singing in Houston. My wife and I got $25 a night. Well, the next time I see him, he's getting $1,700 a week. Then the next time I see him up in Grand Forks, he made $17,000 in one night at the Chester Fretz. And what happened, his wheels came off. He got so much money so fast, then his song started clicking around the country charts, you know, and some crossover.
Was his life better when you first found out how much he was making a week versus the end?
His life was so much better with his high school sweetheart, and his life was so better when we were waiting tables and singing than when he became a millionaire and he got into cocaine and the whole thing. You know, he's come through it. It's a public story. But
I had a boss one time tell me, and I thought he was just being cheap and didn't want to pay me anymore. He said, Scott, the more you make, the more you spend. And, you know, I mean, it's sort of profound. Because I thought, well, yeah, you tightwad. You just don't want to. You just want to pay me any more money for working. But you know, it's true. So
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, you know, I think you've, as usual, Mark, you've got it right. If your heart's right, it's fine. But boy, you can't take it with you. So what's the deal? And you live for today. I mean, if a bird has what it needs day to day, so do we. You know, I think there's a lot of freedom in not being controlled by money and wanting bigger boats and cars and everything else, so I don't know.
I had a friend whose husband died at multi-millionaire in Michigan. Got a couple of people she really trusted to filter them all through and give her the best 10.
There
best 10 every week, and she had a joyful life.
We're not lying to you. Mark and I have prayed about winning the lottery, but we've got the right heart for it. I hope. Mayor Pat Owens, when we come back, don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Till Christmas. And I don't think that's a Christmas song, is it, Steve?
No, it isn't.
Didn't we say a week ago today we wanted Christmas music on?
I thought we put a mandate out.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it George's fault or is it Chris's fault, do you think? Actually, do you know whose fault it is? It's ours, because we only told them a week ago we wanted to switch to Christmas music. Probably should have done that a month ago, for crying out loud. What do you think?
Probably should have.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more lead time on that needed?
Exactly. We have a special guest on the phone who comes from your hometown.
Yes.
And my adopted hometown, she was the wonderful mayor of for a number of years. I forget even when that exactly started, but she replaced a great man by the name of Mike Polovitz. And Mike Polovitz and I didn't necessarily see eye to eye when I was on the radio in Grand Forks, because I was kind of a right-wing...
Oh, you were a whack job back then.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I was, you know... I was, you know, as common sense then as I was now, but I was always viewed as this sort of, you know, right-wing, spear-chucking, crazy man. And Mike Polovitz was a music professor. He was, he was very liberal, but he was very kind. We got along great, and I recognized his many accomplishments, most of which is the Alera Center. There would not be an Alera Center in Grand Forks today without Mike Polovitz's leadership. And he really was great on it. Managed to get a 60% vote through to get that passed. And originally it was downtown, and then later had to be moved and some other things. But
originally it wasn't going to be where the Civic Center is, and then they were going to try to put it there, but there just wasn't the space.
I think so. Yeah. So anyway, somebody that probably knows him better than anybody served as his assistant for a number of years and ultimately replaced him, which was just a miracle because of what came in 1997 as Mayor Pat Owens, and she joins us on What's on Your Mind right now. Hi, Mayor Pat.
Hi, good morning, Scott.
Steve Bakken is the other.
Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice as well. And Steve Bakken is with me here as well, who's from your native hometown of East Grand Forks as well, Mayor. So good to have you on the program. And I got I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning thinking about Mike Polovitz and all those stories. And I thought, well, it's 6:30 in Florida. I bet Pat Owens is up. So I called Pat, and she answered the phone on the first ring, and we got to talk about Mike a little bit. But I said, would you come on the radio? And when did you first meet Mike Polovitz, Pat?
Oh, my goodness. And when he became a city council person, he had a two-term, which was 4 years, city council. And so that's when I first met him. And he always laughed because he had a look on his face like he was a very stern look. And I'll tell you, I got to know him, and he was just a marshmallow. He was one of the nicest, softest spoken, kind people I've ever met in my entire life.
Now, were you working at the city then when you first met him, when he came on the council, or did you know him even before that?
No, I started with the city in 1963, and I worked for Hugo Magnuson 8 years. I worked for Mayor O'Neill 8 years, and I worked for Westman 8 years, and then came Mike Polovitz. But he was a city councilman during Westman's tenure as mayor.
That's right. So he defeated Bud Westman, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And so he becomes mayor, and then you're obviously the office assistant at that point. So tell us about Mike Polovitz as mayor. How was it like interacting with him, the two of you?
Well, it was really funny because just I've been going through flood material here and throwing because it's, you know, I can't keep it all. And I came across a picture on the first day he came into the city hall to work with me and work with the people from the city. And it's a picture of me standing up and him in front of my desk shaking his hand. And we used to laugh at that, both of us, and his wife, Barbara, too, because I looked scared to death because I was afraid of him. And I thought, how silly. It took me approximately 1 day to realize what a kind person he was and that we were going to work very, very well together. And I said his term was just so good for me too. He taught me a lot. He was very determined. When he wanted something, he never gave up. And so he'd always say, my daughter told me to think out of the box. And he said, you gotta think out of the box. So there were times I had to kind of lean and think, you know, what he was telling me. And it made a lot of sense when you thought about it. We just clicked. We worked very well together. I'm so glad that I did have the opportunity to work with him for 8 years.
You know, Mayor Pat, you mentioned that that sternness, that drive. It really didn't take a whole lot to get through that, but that did serve him well because when Mayor Polovitz wanted something and needed something, he usually got it. But quite often he killed with kindness. His critics would warm up to him, and that was one of his biggest assets when he was mayor.
Yes. And I said he was the one that – he was the driving force behind me running because he had – working for him, he put – he always trusted me and put all his confidence in me. And, you know, it just made me worked twice as hard, and it made me realize that, you know, what your potential was, because he would just encourage you all the way. I felt like his daughter. I mean, I felt like part of his family when I was working for him, because he and Barbara both were always just right there to help. And I did the same to him. And I said, I just have never, he was not pretentious. I have never seen a person so he was himself all the time. You never had to worry what he was thinking about you. If he had something on his mind, he'd tell you. And I liked that in people. And they lived in their little home down on 9th Avenue North. He was just himself always. And that, to me, really made me think a whole lot more of him. Very religious man. I mean, you know, I know he put a lot of faith in God when he was there, because there were a lot of times that he had people that didn't believe in the same thing he did, but he'd just drive forward and he would accomplish it.
Unfortunately, we only have about a minute left, but I want you to tell me that story about a time that you both disagreed on something and how he broke the ice. That was pretty funny.
Oh, it was so funny, and I can't even remember what it was, because we did disagree at times, but we had been talking. It was in the morning. He'd always call me in. It was about 10:30 we started, and then we disagreed wholeheartedly on something, because he always told me to be honest with him. So I was honest, and we went back and forth. And so I said, Mike, it was 11 o'clock. I said, I'm going for lunch. I thought, you know, we're not getting anywhere. We'll just think about this. So I went down to downtown Grand Forks and had a cup of coffee, and I went back about noon. And he was gone. Well, he always took his half-hour nap at noon, and he called it a power nap. And he came in at 1:30, and he peeked around the door, and he looked at me, and he said, can I come in now, or do I have to throw my hat in first? And we both laughed so hard. And in the long run, we both met in the middle on whatever it was, I remember, and it turned out well. So we laughed. We always knew if we discussed, it would come out with the best that we could.
Oh, well, but, he taught you well. He taught you well, because you ended up taking that position to, obviously, with the unfortunate attention of the world and the flood of 97, to the post of America's mayor.
Oh,
so, Mayor
God.
Pat, we appreciate you so much. And
well,
certainly,
I love all of you back there. I said, I still miss you. I'll never get over that. And Scott, you became one of my greatest assets. I just loved you during the flood. You were such a help to me personally, gave me a lot of confidence.
Well, you're very dear.
There
were days for all of us, without question. Mayor Pat, God bless you. We'll have you back before the funeral to talk more about a great man, Mike Pavlovitz. Thanks, Matt. Pat, appreciate it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This is What's On Your Mind. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Mark the Freedom Poet. Mark has made his way back to Fargo-Moorhead after a wonderful couple of days in the Bakken. I've stayed here in Bismarck, North Dakota, and coming to you live from the studios of K-Fire 550 today. I tell you, that Mayor Pat Owens is so delightful. I could talk with her for an hour, and she has some great stories. She really does. She lives down in Florida now. And, by the way, I believe the funeral for Mike Polovitz will be in January. I think the family just decided that obviously people have to travel and Christmas is so quick. But really, my condolences to Barb Polovitz, the widow of Mike Polovitz. Our in-laws, Mark, Jerry and Agnes Hammerlick, who you've met, live in the same neighborhood, both at in Grand Forks and also at the lake, as the Polovitzes, so they're dear friends. And what's funny is my father-in-law has politics that would be different than that of Mike Polovitz's. yet, you know, they were, you know, got along so well, the fellow city council members in Grand Forks, and served together right along each other. And, you know, I was right of, you know, Attila the Hun compared to Mike Polovitz, who was left of Lenin. You know, this was a music professor college. You know, I mean, but he was a dear man. And the story I want to tell before that funeral is about how he really is the reason there's an Alaris Center. I mean, he was the guy that ultimately, and Grand Forks had this long history of trying to get an event center. And some people wanted a suit and tie, tuxedo kind of place out by the mall. And other folks just wanted a big box downtown. And it was it was one of those deals where you just kept trying to get it right, and he finally got it right. It was downtown, and 60% of folks voted for it, and it was really extraordinary. He was a big reason for that. So anyway, I always appreciated that.
You know, it triggers something that I was thinking about this morning, listening to Bill Bennett. He was talking about forgiveness. Somebody called up and apologized about a disagreement they had years ago, and now you talk about this, and I heard your previous segment, and what we should do, folks, it's Christmas. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. You know, why don't we bury the hatchet for a few days? Why don't we try to find the good in each other? Even you liberals find some good in some conservatives and vice versa. You know, they're starting to find some really good in George Bush. People are amazed. They're starting to find out the true character of a man who never defended himself. And there's everybody's created in the image of God, and in the Christmas season, you know, let God be the judge, and let's really try, you know, to report the news. And yes, we're upset with some decisions, but let's try to look for the best in each other, at least for a week or so.
Absolutely. No question about it. And that's great advice. I was at Mass this morning at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, and the sermon by the great Monsignor Tom Richter was that exact thing.
Really?
He told the story really about how, Mary became pregnant from the Holy Spirit, right? But this was pretty confusing to Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
And Joseph, they were betrothed, which is sort of like, I guess, engaged in those days, right? And he said, we don't know how Joseph knew, but he knew. If it was just a look or if she told him or whatever, but, he was quietly going to just, you know, divorce her and not make it public, because divorce meant stoning then, right? And so then an angel came to him. You talked earlier about angels. An angel came to Joseph and said,
Here's what happened. This is the Holy Spirit's doing. This baby will be named Joseph, and you're to take care of Mary. And you know, it was a difficult situation. He didn't know. And
what an unusual honeymoon.
Right. And the point of the sermon was to say we all have those stories in our family. We all have, you know, yesterday the Gospel of Luke, the story was about the genealogy of Jesus. And, you know, there was some women in there that were of ill repute, right? In the genealogy ultimately that led to...
The famous prostitute from the wall of Jericho, Rahab.
Yeah. So, and his, you know, so we all have that in our past. The point is just what you said, Mark, it's the past. So... Anyway, reminds me so much of the atmosphere when you talk about, you know, people you disagree with that you want to do something about. Our Freedom Club gathering.
Oh, in, wasn't that something?
In Tioga on Monday night. And Reuben Elijah, who we have, Mark, you and I both just met recently, who offered to really help encourage folks in our audience, put on a little presentation for folks, and ask them all to think about what miracle they wanted. And I don't know about you, but I expected to hear, you know, oh, things like more oil to come out of the ground, or, you know, things related to stuff, right? And
I think the thing that surprised me is that everybody, people came there with a spirit of anticipation and cooperation. I was surprised at how many people contributed.
And Reuben, they really had to go out of their box a little bit to write some of these things down. You ask them to write something on a 3x5 card, right?
Good morning, Scott and Mark. That's correct.
Good morning, Reuben. We've been musing about what a fascinating group activity that turned into.
Let's let them tell the story. Tell that story, Reuben, about how you facilitate this.
Well, I was about 6 years ago. I was focusing on Tioga because I had been learning about the commodities in creation and in the earth and in our commerce in this country and how things multiply in the markets. And it's kind of another story to share later. And then I started to hear your voice when I was on this research project the last 3 years in South Dakota, Scott Hennen and Steve Bakken. And who are these guys, I'm thinking? And then I'm having this face-to-face dialogue over the last few years with young people, high school, college-age athletes, musicians, just, you know, crossing paths, and I'm talking to them and other entrepreneurs. And I'm realizing that throughout my life, I've had this creative dialogue with people and young adults. And I thought, just maybe a sense from God, the Holy Spirit nudging me to expand this dialogue.
So how do you expand it? Talk about the process of how you bring this out of people, because it's a gift. It's neat.
And so I made it back to Fargo in Minnesota, and I finally have met Mark and Scott. And so.
And he came along to the Bakkenbos for the first time and got to see it after first thinking about it 6 years ago.
Yeah. And so I started dreaming about or visualizing this connection, the people connecting with each other and growing a community and helping young people to prepare for their career. So, miracle in Tioga, Christmas miracle in Tioga. I believe there's a miracle that's already seed planted since the other night. And so I invited people to do a relationship. And on little cards.
Recipe cards.
Yeah.
They're recipe cards.
Write down something special for yourself that you're dreaming of. A miracle for you is what we said. And for the community. And so people started writing, and I didn't know what kind of response I would get. And then I asked them to stand and meet one another and share this with each other. And there was just this silence. And then Scott said, "Go get coffee." And they were talking, interacting. And
can I interrupt for one second?
Great.
Because that was hilarious. And Mark knows.
It's like, do what?
Yeah. Well, so first of all, Mark and I sort of, native born Minnesotan, and I'm same thing. You just know people in the Northern Plains. And when you say talk to your neighbor, the first thing they're going to do is look at their shoes. There was dead silence when you did that. So all I was trying to do there was break the ice to say, hey, do it over a cup of coffee, grab one of Evelyn's donuts, and then come back here in a little bit. It's a lot easier. It was a great Northern Plains moment is what it was.
Yeah. And so I didn't know exactly what was going on. Usually, I knew we had limited time. Usually, I'm out there listening and sort of interacting as this is going on. Because this is a interactive communication and a dialogue of discovering oneself, the person, and then the relationships around you. I've been interacting and teaching and training and guiding communication skills for a long career. But anyway, so I knew we had to call people back, and I just asked them for some to start sharing, and there was just this silence. You know, a couple, another 30 seconds. But this was something.
Then it started, then a spark.
People had already prepared, and they had been interacting without me realizing it, talking to one another in depth, and people were encouraging those that were slow to write their miracle for Christmas and Tioga, themselves, their community. They encouraged each other. Be sure and write something, because people came up later and told me that this encouragement was going on.
Mark, do you remember the fellow that got up and talked about, I think, it, and I know you talk a lot about this too, and I think you commented on him because of your stats that you have on how many members of the military commit suicide. And he talked about how, you know, you need to really talk to people. Remember,
right.
Remember when he talked about that? I mean, so his miracle was that we talk to each other so people that are going through the pain of thinking about committing suicide don't. And you injected the military, remembers. Did you expect to hear that, Mark?
No, it was just amazing. And then it got very real. And then all of a sudden, there was this great compassion for each other. Thanks to Ruben's leadership, they became like a great big group therapy, and suicide came up, and they were really committed to reaching out to their neighbors. There we got people from all 50 states out there, a lot of them lonely, overworked, tired. We had this great Pastor Jeremy that wanted to be a resource. It started to really develop, didn't it, Ruben?
The connections. The miracle was the connections, and this is what I was visualizing. So thanks for helping to articulate the process. And so this connectivity was happening, and there were even some young people there. I put out the call on the radio. Young people come. And I knew that we would be praying for this dialogue expression of my miracle. And this was, if people utter and express, say out loud to themselves, to God and others, miracles can happen. And pretty soon people discovered that they were connecting with one another. And then the afterglow, people interacting with Mark, Scott, and myself later.
I have another one I want to share, and it has to do with newcomers to the Bakken. I didn't really understand this fellow, but what he essentially, I think, was trying to say, and Mark and Ruben will remember this and be able to comment, I think he was trying to say, look, I'm not from here, and I have the weight of the world on my shoulders. I have a family that's not here. There's pressure because we have a mortgage there, and I'm having to live here. And when I interact with people here in town that are locals, they don't get, they think I'm mean or I'm cranky, but I'm not. I was trying to get at whether he was coming at it from somebody that's lived there for decades and is angry that there's newcomers coming in, or whether it was vice versa. I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
But do you remember that?
Yeah, and that's initiated and stimulated a conversation among Pastor Jeremy and others that, yes, the people that have come here to work are really challenged and stretched. You know, they're trying to support two families, two homes, and then make it. And 2 years ago, living out of cars, some RVs. Now there are more places to live, and people are balancing.
Hold that thought, if you would, Ruben. We have a break coming up, and I want you to finish on the other side.
Creating a resource of encouragement for the workers across America.
Encouragement is this word. I mean, this is what's amazing. Let's pick this up after the break. Ruben Elijah is with us. Mark Skogabo, the Freedom Poet. We'll continue, and stay tuned, folks. Check the weather, too.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's ice cream, social cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment at the 502 restaurant, and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Mr. Mark, would you do me a favor before we finish, just to give us your sports headline and your weather headline? It feels like it's 90 degrees in Bismarck, Mandan today. We'll tell you about that a week till Christmas. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, what do you want for Christmas? Steve Bakken and I go statewide with 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, and KLTC Dickinson, in addition to the two stations you're listening to right now, AM 1100, The Flag Fargo, and AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga. So, Ruben, I interrupted you so we could go to a break. Ruben Elijah's with us, who's part of the Champions Treasure program that has been in 92 different cities. And the 92nd was the beautiful Tioga, North Dakota on Monday night. I interrupted you to finish your thought on the encouragement and the miracle that happened in Tioga.
This is what our audience and our group from Tioga and surrounding area, this is just such a beautiful area. This is the pioneer edge of America. It'd be like the early American expansion. And people were encouraging each other in discovering how to practice this. Well, it's love. It's a form of love, encouraging each other. And when there was a passion that ignited in the group for the people that work there, and let's support them. They need encouragement. So I said, and there were input from both Scott and Mark, I said, well, then what's next is to create a resource. Creative Life Resources is the name of the nonprofit organization, 501c3, that I started when I was a young man at age 26. I'm still the director and can use that to raise grant money to help a community to grow. Anyway, so let's start a resource.
I need to interrupt there only for this reason. The calendar. If you go look at the calendar, yes. It says we're pretty close to the end of the year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who are, you know, looking at their tax statements and wondering how much they're going to give to Uncle Sam. And I'd rather they give it to Creative Life Resources because you're a Freedom Club partner than give it to Uncle Sam. It's a 501(c)(3). It's a tax-deductible donation. So, folks, think about Creative Life Resources. We'll connect you with Ruben and his organization if you call us at 855-200-1776. Extension 3, that's our business office, and Marie will connect you with Ruben. So I just want.
He nonstop is talking to young people, encouraging them, trying to find the hidden treasure within him. He might even, you know, if he could raise enough money, he could literally go out to Tioga or to that area and help transform that community that's got some conflict and some, but they've all got dreams. He could be a tremendous resource in the right place if he had some real operating capital. And he lives.
Thanks.
You know, I just want to encourage
I
that.
Mark will remember about Cameron and Joseph being there, two youngsters from Tioga High School. Their dream was a new pool. And you gave an idea. So, you know, how do you start that? I'm curious because we only have a couple minutes left. You've got a lot of great ideas. What was the overriding theme from all the miracles that came from people?
Well, I've been reading these precious miracle cards that people gave me, and I realized they were really handing me a part of themselves in their life. And I said, Scott and Mark and I are going to look at these miracle expressions, this declaration of what they wanted for them and each other and for the workers, to encourage and support the workers. And so the theme is to encourage one another, the family, our families, and our youth, and then also to support, create a resource for the workers. And
But families, if you had to pick one word, the miracle all comes back to what they want more for their family.
The family and their children and the relationships to bring them together. And
there was a legislator there by the name of David Rustin. David is a neat guy. He represents Tioga very well. And was former superintendent of schools. And I was just joking because one of the pressures up there is they don't feel like they're getting enough of the tax revenue that's being generated. The state gets it, but they don't see it coming back to the city to keep up with everything that's impacting. So I said, I bet David's miracle is more money from Bismarck. And he said, no, actually it's not. It's the restoration of the family. Think about that.
Yes.
Think about that. So that goes back to my point with you, Mark, earlier. Maybe you don't want to win the lotto. Maybe you just want to put your family back together. How do we take what happened in Tioga and take it to a 93rd city and a 94th? And what happens with this process now in a minute or less?
Well, this dialogue with Tioga and my ability to view the assets of a community came from my visiting now 92 towns and cities in the last 3.5 years and talking to them. So the next step, yesterday I was talking to some of the workers. So it's easy for the community to create an opportunity for them to plug in and talk to some key people to, hey, I need a word of encouragement. The next step with the community for building the family and the community support structure and so that young people can flourish, entrepreneurs can flourish, even new people with new business ideas is to, for me, to go back and meet with some key community people and talk about, get their input. Instead of me telling them my ideas, getting their input, as well as some of the workers.
So, in other words, this continues. It's a process that starts and keeps going.
And then identify ways to fund a new project for building the family, building youth, and this community resources infrastructure.
All done through community.
Would you be willing to move to Tioga? Elijah,
Do you go to any one place? Where do you call home? You just go from one town to the next doing this, huh?
Well, I'm from Minnesota, but my career corridor is from the headwaters of Lake Itasca through to the Black Hills, and this includes Native American, the original Native American territories and communities.
So, in other words, you're everywhere, and you're going to be everywhere. And again, 855-200-1776.
Continue the dialogue with Tioga, and to answer Mark's question. If I were to go back there, it would be a result of a dialogue with the people from Tioga. What do they want to say? What do they have to say to these ideas?
If you want to connect with Ruben, we'll do that for you. 855-200-1776, extension 3, and he'll be back. He'll be back there. Mark, it's warmer than it was yesterday, and the Twins were off because it's the off season. Gotta go.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.